Shabbat Shalom. The name of this week's double parasha is Vayakel Pekudai. Vayakel means "and he assembled," and Pekudai means "amount." It covers Exodus 35:1 through 40:38 and describes the importance of the Sabbath, the instructions for constructing the tabernacle and everything connected with it, and the instructions for setting up the tabernacle. Chapter 35 opens with Moses stating the importance of the Sabbath to the Israelites. It is a day of rest, and anyone who works on the Sabbath shall be put to death. Moses tells the Jewish people that Adonai has invited anyone who is willing to offer items for the work of the tabernacle. The items requested included gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet material, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, porpoise skins, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and breastplate. Those who were skilled in working with these items would come and make everything Adonai had commanded. Every Israeli who is so inclined willingly contributed material for this work in a freewill offering to Adonai. Moses declared to the Israelites that God has called Bezalel and filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and craftsmanship to perform amazing work with gold, silver, bronze, stone cutting, and wood carving. Adonai has also equipped Bezalel and Aholiab to teach. Both were filled by Adonai with skill as engravers, designers, embroiderers, and weavers. In chapter 36, Moses directs Bezalel, Aholiab, and every skilled worker equipped by God to construct the sanctuary according to God's command. The Israelites were so generous with their freewill offerings that they gave more than enough for this work, and Moses told them to stop their contributions. The rest of the chapter details the work performed in constructing the structure and coverings of the tabernacle. Chapter 37 describes the work performed in constructing the ark, the table with its utensils, the lampstand of pure gold, the altar of incense, the holy anointing oil, and the pure fragrant incense. Chapter 38 describes the work performed in constructing the altar of burnt offering and the court. The number of items for the tabernacle were recorded by Ithamar, Aaron's son. Bezalel made everything that Adonai had commanded, and Aholiab was with him as well. The chapter ends with a description of the amount of gold, silver, and bronze used in this work. Chapter 39 opens by describing the work performed in constructing the priestly garments and ends with a summary of everything the Israelites did in the work of the tabernacle of the Tent of Meeting, which was according to Adonai's instructions, and the Israelites were blessed for their obedience. In chapter 40, Adonai gives Moses specific instructions regarding how the tabernacle was to be set up, including the cleansing and anointing procedures Moses was to perform on Aaron and his sons for their ministry as priests to Adonai. Moses obediently carried out God's instructions exactly as God told him. When Moses had finished this work, the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and God's glory filled the tabernacle. Because of these events, Moses wasn't able to enter the tent of meeting. During their journeys, the Israelites would move whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, but would stay when the cloud stayed. The parasha ends by noting that throughout the Israelites' journeys, the cloud was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, and all the Israelites saw these events. Parsha Vayakel Pekudai teaches us some important lessons that we can apply to our lives. First, we show what we truly care about through our actions. So we show our love and devotion to Adonai through our obedience to his commandments. Moses and the Israelites showed their love and devotion to God by obeying exactly what he commanded in the work of the tabernacle. Their actions should encourage us to wholeheartedly serve Adonai by obeying what he calls us to do in every part of our lives. We see that all the items used in constructing the tabernacle and everything connected with it were valuable and not easily replaced. Not only did the Israelites give these items freely, they ended up giving more than what was needed. We should imitate their enthusiasm and love for God and give freely, but appropriately, to God, because he loves a cheerful giver. Second, when Adonai calls us to do something, we can be assured that he will use our efforts to serve him. We see that God used many people in this double parasha to play a role in the work of the tabernacle and everything in it. And after their efforts were completed, God's glory filled the tabernacle. As followers of Messiah Yeshua, we can be encouraged that the Holy Spirit lives within us and equips us to serve Adonai through our faith in Messiah Yeshua. We don't all have the same abilities, gifts, or talents, but we all have something God gives us that we can use to serve him. So if you're unsure of how you can serve Adonai, ask him to reveal what he has blessed you with, and actively seek his will for your life. Let's obey God by using what he's blessed us with as we loyally follow Messiah Yeshua as Lord and Savior, so that we can receive the blessings that come from being his good and faithful servants. Shabbat Shalom.